I'm smoke too much.
Well, you'd better cut down a little then.
I'm sorry?
You'd better cut down a little then.
Oh, I see. Smoke too much, so I'd better cut down a little then.
Yes. I bet you get people making jokes about your name all the time, eh?
No, I've never noticed it before.
Smells like the art teacher's office.
Smoke in the water.
Uh-oh.
They burned down the Gaplin house. It died within a book down. I am hungry for a candy bar. I think I'll eat a
Are you doing drugs?
Man, no. It's no. It's no. It's no. No, I'm not doing another talk on drugs. It's over. That was awesome. That time that I smoked a cigarette. That's something you don't often hear people say. Because most of the time, smoking cigarettes isn't that awesome. There have been times in my life that I've smoked a cigarette and I've thought, my gosh. And there have been other times in my life where I've watched people smoking and I've said, no, you know what, I'm going to make a conscious choice and I'm going to say, no, 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 no,
no,
no, no, no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no, no,
no,
no, no,
no,
no,
no,
no, no, no,
no,
no, no,
no, no.
This is not about drugs. This is about something far worse. This is about smoking.
Cigarettes.
A fact is a fact, and you know you're whack. To stick a cancer stick in your face, Jack. You heard it from your parents, you heard it in school. But here's the real deal, here's the golden rule. Smoking sucks the life from your heart. Flaccid skin and more wrinkles, hey, there's a start. Cervical cancer, hey, whoever knew? This is one more thing you may go through. It's sure ain't pretty. It's a damn shame. Mama's gonna tell you you're the only one to blame. Now I'm performing your bloody hysterectomy. Maybe what you needed was a lobotomy. Can't have no children, messed up hormones. Constant back pain, malignant in your bones. You thought you were invincible, thought you were cool. Now thanks to throat cancer, you're choking on drool.
Am I the first?
Yes, you are.
Oh, really?
How did you get into smoking?
Some of my girlfriends when I was real young used to smoke, so I started smoking. But I never really liked it. And I've kind of always smoked off and on. Like, and then when I start drinking and smoking, like smoking weed, I'll smoke a cigarette as well.
Yeah.
What does the other side of your jacket say?
Element.
I'm so glad it doesn't say Element OP. I've said everything about 20 times tonight.
Yeah.
I don't even know who I'm talking to anymore. Holly.
Holly, Holly. Holly.
Holly.
Holly.
Holly. Holly.
People repeat my name.
I can't forget it.
I fell down in a burning ring of fire. And
are you concerned that secondhand smoke will kill people?
No.
I've been tempted by smoking so many times.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
It'll be against my morals. I'm worried about people's health, but...
I know. But I feel better knowing that people smoke a lot more than me.
Yeah, fair enough. And I know people smoke a lot more than me. Do you believe what they say about
Rebecca?
Yep.
What got you smoking?
Peer pressure.
Peer pressure started you smoking.
I thought this was an anonymous interview.
Do you enjoy smoking?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yep.
You don't just do it because you're addicted?
I'm not addicted.
So you're addicted?
Yes. I haven't smoked for a day and a half. I actually think smoking is a positive thing. Like, at least I'm not smoking pot every day.
How much do you judge smoking to cost you per week?
Not as much as it used to. Maybe, like, $20.40. Oh, fuck, my dad's an asshole.
Sarah Jane Habishan.
No.
Sarah Michelle Habishan.
Not that either.
Sarah Nancy Habishan. Why do you smoke?
Smoke because I love it, but I really wish I'd never started, because if I'd never started, I wouldn't know that I liked it.
How did you start?
Well, I had this massive fight with my mum, and she drove off in the car for a weekend and didn't come back, and I was really angry with her, so I went to town, and I did everything I knew would piss her off. I got changed in the back of a bus, I bought gum, I ate on the street, and I smoked a pack in a day. I discovered I liked it, and it stopped.
Okay. So, Simon, what got you starting smoking?
I was in Tauranga, and I had a day auditioning the best little whorehouse in Texas.
What?
And I didn't have a very good day. I was thinking, what the hell am I going to do? So I bought a packet of cigarettes and went for a big walk. And
what do you smoke?
Winfield Red.
That's all right. As long as it's Marlboro. Marlboro test on puppies.
That was the beginning of the end, and that was only 3 years ago.
Have you got a lighter? I can't find my matches.
This is incriminating evidence. Smoking outside senior college.
You don't take it out of school, do you?
Carl, why does no one here have drugs?
I'm a constant bee.
It's a very good question. One that I'm happy to avoid.
The average man's habit of smoking leaves its marks deeply imprinted upon his surroundings. With tobacco, the smoker finds relaxation and contentment. A constant companion in his leisure hours. Ah, that last puff before retiring. And that first drag on arising. Ah. Its mild fragrance with a morning shave. Ah. That cool inhale with coffee and toast. A fast exhale while leaving for work. Ah. The soothing fag to face the day's toil. But sometimes, because of the irritated eyes, tickling throat, dry hack, puffing, wheezing, and the shortness of wind, the inveterate smoker gets a strange desire to rid himself of the habit. I quit!
Hey, George, I'm a father. Have a cigar.
Well, thanks.
Almost forgot. You quit smoking.
Yeah. What did I quit smoking for? I like smoking. I'm no quitter. Get a lot of pleasure smoking. I love smoking. It's my hobby. Smoke. Hey, mister. You got a cig, a fag, a pipe, nail, weed, rope, char, cigar, or snuffer, or anything. Just anything.
Why, of course, my good man. Have a cigar.
Oh, thank you, sir. Give the smoker enough rope, and he'll hang on to his habit.
What got you started smoking?
Probably when I was about 13. My best friend Maya and me, we just started hanging out with like her big brother Zach, and everyone smoked. And so we started smoking. But we weren't really smoking, we were just bum puffing. So it was a big waste of money.
Do you enjoy smoking?
Yes.
You don't just do it because you're addicted?
No, I actually enjoy smoking. And I don't think I'm addicted. I had to go to Europe last year for a month, and I just had to quit smoking because we weren't allowed to, because it was, I can quit whenever I like.
So you're addicted.
Yes, I do actually enjoy smoking though. It's yummy. It's like a cigar, but smaller.
How much do you judge smoking to cost you each week?
$53.80.
All right, now I'll put you in this situation. This is purely hypothetical. It's been 62 years since the tobacco plants have become extinct, so it's impossible to make more cigarettes. You have been given by your grandmother the last 5 cigarettes known to mankind. Now, would you keep the cigarettes?
I don't know, I've just got a question. If you said these are the only 5 cigarettes known to man, so does everyone know about them? Because their house would just get burnt down. And someone would steal them. I mean, a lot of people are really addicted to smoking. Although, after 62 years, no one would be addicted to smoking anymore. So, I wouldn't sell them because I couldn't sell them. I'd have to smoke them myself.
Would you ever allow a picture of your body to be put on a cigarette packet as a disincentive to others?
Definitely.
Where does the name cigarette come from?
It comes from an ancient Greek term, chemei, which means smoky goodness. And from that, some Latin people decided to add gret on the end, which made hen-ret. And then somehow it's just, you know, come down into cigarette.
If you could ask a cigarette one question, what would it be?
Why are you so good?
Did you ever ask a guy that?
No, I haven't.
Sarah, do you still love smoking?
No, I don't love smoking at all.
So, as far as pleasures of the flesh go, how do you rate smoking?
Smoking's not pleasurable at all. Smoking's just filling a need.
Cigarettes are better than what?
Getting raped.
And worse than?
Finding a maggot in your apple.
What's the greatest thing smoking has done for your life?
Greatest thing smoking has done for my life is back when I was a little younger and, you know, a whole bunch of other people were a little younger and we all kind of still thought smoking was cool. I looked cool for a while. To some people. I thought.
Do you ever want to stop?
Yeah, I do. I've tried in the past.
What do you say to young people who are starting smoking?
I say you have no idea how quickly it will creep up on you. When I first started smoking anyway, like I never ever envisaged myself becoming a smoker. It was just having a cigarette, and then having a cigarette became having a pack of cigarettes, and then it became like bludgeoning cigarettes off other people, and I had no money because I needed cigarettes, and yeah, the next thing I knew I was a smoker. It took about 6 months for me to become a smoker from when I had my first cigarette.
How often did you imagine you'd smoke in the future?
Never.
Never?
Never.
Sad.
How much do you think you'll be smoking when you were 30?
Less than I am now.
It's hard to say, but statistically, and let's face it, statistics often tell the truth of the smoking. I'll probably be smoking. Although I'd prefer not to be.
Yeah, I'm going to try and quit.
Depends what happens in the next few years.
What if what you'd like to happen by the time you're 30 doesn't happen?
I suppose I might smoke a bit more if I haven't got what I want in 10 years.
I'll probably be smoking. I hope I'm smoking Rollies because they're better. I hope I'm not smoking too much, but I probably will be because I do like smoking.
Probably just smoke weed. Yeah.
I second that.
A tile is to a Tuscan roof what a cigarette is to what?
Perfect evening.
Yeah, that's a really good way of putting it, actually. It's perfection after anything.
Fresh pack of cigarettes.
My ever-growing stronger emphysema.
Stronger every day.
How would you prepare a meal with the following ingredients? Ice cream, marshmallow extract, red food colouring, bread, a cigarette, 3 eggs, a small box of flour.
Well, I have to say that your recent efforts with regards to advertising the magic bullet have done wonders. I would put all of that in there, just mix it up, and then I would drink it in a shot.
Right, okay, so we're going to have to mix up the eggs, I think, and we'll mix them with the flour. And the other ingredients there was... it was all sorts of, yeah, I think we'll just have to put that in there. And the food colouring will have to go in. And yeah, I think if we, yeah, we put it all in, but we'll have to cook it. It has to be cooked. So we'll cook it. We'll cook it up, and then once we've cooked it, no, I'm not into raw marshmallow extract, thank you. Yeah, so that's what I do. That's what I do with those ingredients.
Probably just attack some five-year-old, like 3 eggs, food coloring. You can fuck up a five-year-old with all that stuff, man. Burn him with a cigarette, like, oh. South Auckland treatment.
Oh, shit. I'd turn all the ingredients with the exception of the food colouring into a cake, so it's a tobacco cake paste, right? And then I'd grind it up into a fine paste until it was, you know, then I let it dry and it'd become a powder. Then you do the food colouring in a shot glass, then you salt the powder, see what happens.
Yeah, here comes.